Hi, this is Maria. I'm like the patient on for Dr. Mariana. Data service is January 26, 2013, and I am the patient note for Martha Miles, MRTHAA space Mariana. Last date of birth is patient October 2019, 873. It's 10201973. The primary physician of this patient is Dr. Lydia Best. It's LYDIA space BEST. Information is 5176 Michigan Avenue, Detroit, Michigan 48210. Telephone number is 313-554-1095. Telephone number, fax number is 313-899-3560. Period. Next paragraph, this is a cardiac care or next paragraph, reason for visit is a no concern, paragraph. Directly with the player, I've seen Miss Miles in our cardiac care today, who is a very pleasant 39 years old African and female with a pathmatic is significant for hypertension, congestive heart failure, and pulmonary embolism in her lungs. Period. She was recently admitted to the hospital because of acute shortness of breath. Period. Patient was found to be having acute on the exacerbation of congestive heart failure. Period. Patient was kept in the hospital for a couple of days, following which she was discharged. Period. She is following up in our clinic, following her recently discharged from the hospital. Period. Paragraph. On today's visit, patient was complaining of shortness of breath associated with autopsy and PND. Period. Patient was also complaining of occasional episodes of chest pains. Period. Patient was also complaining of dizziness, palpitations, and an episode of presyncope. Period. Patient was also complaining of leg pains and leg swellings. Period. Patient said that she is complying with all of her medication, following her primary physician regularly. Paragraph. Past medical history. Past medical history of the patient significant for congestive heart failure, hypertension, and pulmonary embolism. Paragraph. Physical history. Patient does not have any significant physical history. Paragraph. Social history. Patient did not smoke and drink alcohol or using any illicit drug. Paragraph. Family history. Patient's family history is significant for hypertension in her father and her brother, breast cancer in her mother, and heart attack in her brother at an age of 38 years. Period. Her brother passed away from that heart attack. Paragraph. Allergies. Patient does not have any known drug allergies. Paragraph. Current medications. Number one, lisinopril 2.5 milligram QD. Number two, omeprazole 20 milligrams delayed release tablet QD. Number three, acetaminophen 325 milligrams, two tablets TID. Next is aspirin 81 milligrams QD. Next is furosemide 40 milligrams QD. Number next is multivitamins QD. Number next is warfarin sodium 2.5 milligrams. One tablet QD on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and half tablet on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Next is clonazepam, 0.5 milligrams TID. Next is meclizine hydrochloride, 25 milligrams TID. Next is amitriptyline hydrochloride, 50 milligrams QHS. And next is carvedilol, 6.25 milligrams BID. And last, next is Cresta, 20 milligrams QHS. And next is ondansetron hydrochloride, 4 milligrams QD. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination. On today's date, the patient was 135 with 78 millimeter mercury, pulse is 120, height is, weight is 238, and height is 5 feet 3 inches. Period. Physical examination was significant for peripheral edema. Period for spectroscopy, normal temperature, general examination. Period of diagnostic tests. Number next is EKG. Patient had EKG on today's visit, which had a ventricular rate of 114 beats per minute. Period. EKG has a sinus rhythm with a normal axis. Period. EKG also had EKG was also found to have low voltage. Period. EKG also showed poor RR progression. Poor R wave progression. Period. Next is an echocardiogram. Patient had an echocardiogram on January 17, 2013, which showed an ejection fraction of 10 to 15%. Period. It showed severely decreased left ventricular systolic function. Period. It also showed global hypokinesis. Period. It also showed inferior echinesis period. Left ventricular cavity size was found to be moderately increased period. Right ventricular size was found to be mildly increased period. Right ventricular systolic function was found to be moderately decreased period. Left atrium size was found to be normal period. Right atrium was found to be mildly dilated period. There was no evidence of pericardial effusion period. Next is a CT head. Patient had a CT head without contrast on January 17, 2012-13 because of an episode of dizziness period. Patient did not CT scan did not show any acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect or midline shift period. It showed partially emptied stella period. Next is MRI of head without MRI. Patient had MRI of head without contrast on December 28, 2012, which showed unremarkable head and neck MR angiogram. Next is lab chemistry. Patient recent lab chemistry was on January 19, 2013, which showed sodium 142, potassium of 7.3, glucose of 100, nitrogen of 19, creatinine of 0.8. WBC of 6.8, hemoglobin of 10.3, and platelet of 212. Period. Next paragraph, assessment plan number one, coronary disease. Patients was recently admitted to the hospital because of acute shortness of breath and chest pains. Period. Following her necessary work, a patient was found to have non-ST elevated MI. Period. Today's visit, patient was again complaining of shortness of breath with exertion and chest pains period. So we are going to do a stress test period. We are going to follow up with the result on next week and the manager in accordance to her results period. Next is congestive heart failure. Patient on today with patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of acute exacerbation of congestive heart failure period. Patient had echocardiogram which showed ejection fraction of 10 to 15% period. On today with the patient was again complaining shortness of breath associated with exertion, orthopnea and PND period. We believe the patient currently is in NY HA functional class 3 following a recent episode of MI period. So we are going to give an echocardiogram. We are going to get an echocardiogram to assess ejection fraction and valvular functions period. So the patient's biomedical history is also significant for we are also going to get pulmonary functions tests to rule out any primary causes for the shortness of breath period. We are going to optimize patient on ACE inhibitors and beta blockers period. We are going to follow up with her we are going to closely monitor her progress and fear on her, and if the patient does not improve on the medication and fits in SCOT half slash M MEDIT 2 criteria, and then we are going to consider her for an AICD placement period. We have also advised patient to omit salt intake in her diet period. We are going to follow up with her in this regard next and then manage her according period. Next is peripheral vascular disease. Patient has multiple risk factors for peripheral vascular disease period. So we are going to do segmental ABI. We are going to follow up with the test on next and then manage her recording. Next is pulmonary embolism. Patient was recently admitted to the hospital because of shortness of breath as well as exertion. After necessary work, a patient was found to have pulmonary embolism. Our patient is currently taking Coumadin 2.5 milligrams. One tablet 3 times a day and half tablet 4 times a day period. We have advised patient to take all of her medication regularly to keep following up in the Coumadin clinic to get her INR checked regularly period. Next is syncopal attack. Patient had an episode of syncope. Patient had a episode of dizziness associated with palpitations and near syncope period. So we are going to get a carotid ultrasound done to rule out any carotid artery obstructions period. We are also going to get Holter monitor to look for any abnormal rhythm patterns. We are going to follow up with the test with our next one and manage recording period. Next is peripheral edema. Patient was complaining of leg swellings period. Physical examination was significant for peripheral edema period. So we are going to do a venous plethysmography to rule out any venous insufficiency period. We are going to follow up with the result on next one and then manage recording period. For the moment, we have optimized patient on Lasix. We have also advised patient to keep his leg elevated whenever possible. Prayer. Next is hypertension. Patient's biomarker is significant for hypertension. Period. Pressure today about 135/78 millimeter mercury. Period. So the patient is in well control. So we are going to manage her on the same medication regime. We are making changes to it. Period. We advise patient to reduce intake of salt in her diet. Period. We are going to reassess her pressure and then manage her in accordance to her blood pressure readings. Period. Next is hyperlipidemia. Patient's past medication is significant for hyperlipidemia. Period. We have advised patient to take Crestor 20 milligrams every day. Period. We have also advised patient to keep following up with their primary physician disregard and to get her LFTs and lipid profile checked 6 monthly. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to take care of Miss Miles. Period. We are going to follow up with her in 1 month time with the test results unless needed sooner because of her symptoms. Period. We also provide patient with our telephone number. She can reach us with any question and concerns. Period. We have also advised patient to take all of her current medication regularly and keep following with her primary physician. Period. Paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Umar Jaz Malik. UMER space EJZ space MLIK degree patient of a doctor at Mahi Alda with all of his board certifications. This is end of dictation. Thank you.